come to the Lord's Supper. I hope you have your cup and wafer. Why do we sinners participate in the Lord's Supper? And the short answer is because it's a blessing to us. Listen to the words of 1 Corinthians 10, verse 16. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The cup of blessing. We're sinners. God is holy. God calls us to this table to drink a cup. What sort of cup is it? Just like us being summoned to the principal's office, God's upset with us, and this is a cup of punishment? Something wrong will happen to us as we drink it? No, that would be a cup of wrath. Jeremiah 25, 15, the Lord, the God of Israel, said to Jeremiah, take from my hand this cup of the wine of wrath and make all the nations to whom I send you drink it. This is the cup of wrath? Is it a poison cup of death we deserve for our sins? When the Lord's Supper first started, it was the Lord Jesus serving a cup to his disciples. A cup of what? Later, when Jesus was receiving a cup from God the Father, in Mark 14:36 we read, Jesus said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. A cup of wrath for Jesus, obviously. But later, and in this passage I've read, 1 Corinthians 10:16, what did Paul call this cup again? The cup of what? The cup of blessing. How can that be? What did Paul call our cup? Cup of blessing. A participation in the blood of Christ. How do we understand this? It's the cup of what is right. God says what is right is for sinners to be judged and for the innocent to be set free. What is right, therefore, is freedom and acceptance for Jesus and judgment for us. End of story. But the gospel news is, at the cross, God reversed the effect of the cup. That Jesus received the judgment cup, we receive freedom and acceptance. The great exchange of the cup, or the effect of the same cup. We participate in the same cup as Jesus. It's a participation, as Paul wrote, in the blood of Christ, 1 Corinthians 10:16 here. We participate. We partake. For us, it's a cup of God pouring out blessings, because for Jesus, it was a cup of God pouring out wrath. It's connected. Jesus was condemned, and since he was, we can be saved. John 3:17, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So when we drink this cup, we participate in the arrangement that God the Father made with God the Son. This is the arrangement. Death for God's Son, life for us. Condemnation for Christ, salvation for us. It's the same with the bread. I've been saying about the cup, but it's the same for the bread or the wafer. Some people say that the gospel's in words, so we actually don't need the Lord's Supper at all. I believe in God. I believe the Bible. I take God at his word, so I really don't need the cup. I don't need the bread. I don't need the wafer. Some people say, you know, it's spiritual truth, so we can grasp that without having a cup and bread. In fact, it takes longer, so why do we do all this, right? We might be tempted to agree if you hear that argument, except for one little fact. It's Jesus who calls us to have it, commands us to partake, and he's the one who gave us the Lord's Supper. So what is it about the Lord's Supper that is so necessary for us? Let me try this experiment for you to remind you of how the Lord's Supper is needed. Those people that say we don't need the cup and the bread, take a married couple. Try this experiment. I don't know, 60 days, 6 months, whatever you can handle. Take a married couple and you tell them, tell each other that you love each other and tell each other a lot, but don't ever touch each other. Speak many, many words of meaningful love, but don't touch. Not a kiss, not an Eskimo kiss, which is rubbing noses. Not a hug, not a handshake. Don't give shoulder rubs. Don't play with their hair. Don't touch. Don't hold hands. Keep right on saying, I love you, and keep on being ever so sweet verbally, but do not touch. See how long it goes before your spouse turns and says to you, do you love me anymore? I just like to know how long it takes. Jesus knows that's how we are. He is our bridegroom. We are his bride, the church. Knowing that, he gave us the Lord's Supper so that we could feel the reality of the love that he has said in the gospel. He's the husband of this church, and he knows that we need the truth of his blessing, we need the gospel of grace spoken to us, and we need the gospel of grace that we can consume and feel. He knows we need the grace to touch us. We need the cup of blessing. We need the bread of blessing. We need the supper of the blessing of the Lord. As we linger at his table today, after we partake, maybe not wanting this little visit with Jesus to end, we will sing together these heartfelt words to Jesus. A parting hymn we sing, "Around your table, Lord. Here we have seen your face, felt your presence here. So may the savor of your grace in word and life appear." We have come to this table as formerly dirty and now washed and renewed people, wanting the physical touch of the blessing of Christ through the cup of blessing. At this communion table, Christ is present by his Spirit and mystically, but one day Christ will come again. He himself will be bodily and visibly present at the table of the Lamb's high feast.